Staying in shape is all about eating right and hitting the gym regularly, right? Yes, but there are other factors at play too, such as where you live. Dozens of studies over the past few decades have clearly shown that the type of town and neighborhood you live in makes a difference when it comes to being physically active. For example, researchers have found a strong link between neighborhoods with connected streets laid out on a grid and physical activity, which makes sense. In neighborhoods with lots of cul-de-sacs and streets that don't connect, people are less likely to walk or ride a bike to do errands or go shopping, simply because there are fewer places to walk or ride to. In neighborhoods where the streets connect, it's easier to get to a shopping district on bike or by walking. Along the same lines, studies show that the best neighborhoods for exercise are those with a mixture of residential and commercial land use. If you live in a subdivision with only family homes, there's a good chance the nearest commercial area is far enough away so that you have to drive to get there. But if there are stores and other shops either mixed right in with houses or at least nearby, then you're more likely to get some exercise by walking or biking around town instead of driving. So being healthy is in many ways a matter of making smart choices about food and being physically active. But choosing a healthy place to live is part of the picture too. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.